Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. And I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, September 6th of 2022. And I want to thank you all for joining me wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning in, whether you've called in or however you have found us. And I just want to thank you for doing that, because it really does mean a lot when you make that determination to tune into the broadcast. And it really blesses me when you tune in. It really does. And so it's great to be with you here on this day after Labor Day, which means we are now unofficially in fall, which we can say means time for pumpkin-flavored stuff. Apple-flavored stuff. They have released new flavor, a new Blizzard flavor at DQ that I cannot wait to try out. It is the what? Cinnamon Roll Centers.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
apple pie.
They got pumpkin pie. What? Why no? Why no? Why do you say no to me, Brittany?
I don't like pumpkin.
What?
I don't love pumpkin.
You don't like pumpkin?
No, I mean, it's fine. But I don't love it. I like apple.
Well, to each one his own, but I like me some good pumpkin flavored stuff. Pumpkin pie, for me, I like both, to be honest, if I must be truly, completely, utterly honest with you. 100% truth. I like both, and it's hard for me to decide which I like more. What? You're only speaking for you, right? You realize that we're not all going to have the same opinion, so why do you think that we're all going to like the same kind? I know, she's kind of a jokester, so I give her that. I just like to give her a hard time about this kind of stuff. Now you see what I have to put up with. And what you laughing at? It's funny. Oh man. I you pick at me, so I have to pick at you. What? You win. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, so you say. About that. So sometimes, you know, I'll be playing these games, you know, like Pop It or something. But she likes to tell me that I can only use one finger to play Pop It. Yeah, she only lets me use one finger, and she beats me. I'm not even sure that she only uses one finger. Sutton tells me she uses like two or three. Now, I trust that she is not using two hands in order to play the game. That I trust. For the other stuff, I don't know. So, as for the weekend, it was a pretty nice Labor Day weekend in my mind. I got to go on this big inflatable obstacle course, which I thought was pretty cool. And I honestly liked it. It was at this beach down in the Detroit area, and it was pretty cool, to be honest. So, yeah, there is that. And I will say, I thought it was a good summer, nice summer. I enjoyed the summer. In a lot of ways. And weather-wise, it was a nice summer. It wasn't overly rainy by any means, which was a plus. Not far too many cloudy days either, even though yesterday and Sunday were quite contrary to that. But in general, the summer part was not so bad, not so cloudy. And so it was generally, as I would say, tranquil summer. Not too overly chilly. The thing that honestly surprised me was that the hottest weather came in June. As far as on one day, the hottest weather actually came in June, as opposed to July or August. Because generally July and August are the two hottest months of the summer, not June. But it was pretty nice thing. I have something I have to tell you, folks. Dragster, Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar Point is being retired. It is officially being retired. They have announced that it will not be Top Thrill Dragster anymore. My hope is that a huge roller coaster will take its place in the same spot where it is right now. Was/is, should say. And, cheers. I had a lot of great, had some great memories on that ride. And I remember the first time I went on it, a couple people were super scared one guy talked about how he heard of someone breaking his handwriting, putting his hand up. I decided that I wasn't going to let that keep me from going on the ride. I went on the ride. It was awesome. And that was back in 2006. It was known for having a lot of different mechanical issues over the years. But much more often than not, when I went to ride it, it was going, and it was going smooth. So I wasn't as unlucky as some other people. And so the dragster was generally good to me. Even though I lost a hearing aid off of it years ago. But that was my one bad memory from it. But what had happened was I think I'd forgotten to take it out of my ear. It's a great ride. It was a great ride, great run. Top throw dragster. For many seasons of fun at Cedar Point. And Cedar Point is still an awesome park. Still always will be one of the best amusement parks in America. The best one I've been to. But as I said about it a few minutes ago, cheers. Not cheers. That's the wrong way to put it. R.I.P. Rest in peace. I wasn't sure what they were going to do with it. For a minute there, I thought they were going to possibly reopen it with a few little changes. But it has become evident that they are not going to. As we found out today. But they'll continue to have a legacy. And I know sometimes things like what happened with that one person from Swartz Creek, obviously sometimes that kind of thing can happen, but as I said, it was an awesome ride. And yes, Whitney, you should have won on it. Wouldn't you want to go on the top thrill dragster, that 400-foot roller coaster? Wouldn't you want to go on the 420-foot roller coaster? Yes.
No.
Yes. Oh, fine. As I say, to each their own. But still, I was hoping at some point you'd say yes and go on it. Why is it so hard to get you on a fair ride? I literally only got you on one per fair. Is there a reason?
I don't really like that.
That's why you only went on one per fair.
Yeah.
Is that why you told me that the only person that Pearson can ride with is your brother?
Yep.
What? Why did you tell her that the only one she can ride with is her brother? Whereas someone else I knew of, they got dizzy going on the teacups, the kitty teacups that they're basically too big to go on, but they got dizzy from those. Oh! And they got dizzy from those. But nonetheless, and then We had the week in college football, which we'll be talking about that with a Tuesday edition of Football Central tonight. And also we have NFL starting this upcoming weekend. And we will see what course that curtails. And what that entails, excuse me. Not curtail, because curtail sounds like you're trying to stop someone from doing something, but I didn't mean like curtail. I meant entails. Like, what exactly does it entail? Like, what does it involve? So, I want to remind you of a couple things real quick. First thing I want you to know is next week is Ministry of Health's conference at my church. And Ministry of Helps is very important to the body of Christ. Makes a pastor's job a lot easier in the house of God when you have the Ministry of Helps. And everyone's been called to do something, whether it's being a door greeter, going to church, or just helping the poor, you know, whatever. The Ministry of Helps can be a whole lot of different things. And so that's what's going to be taught next week at the Ministry of Helps conference, Tuesday night to Friday night. And I plan to be there. Go online to marktbarclay.com for more information. Next thing I want to remind you about is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been in my life and all that he's brought me through. And let me give you an example. Well, I thank God that I'm alive still to this day. There was a point when I was very little where my mom basically made a decree to God. Okay, let me say it this way. She basically, you know, thought of it this way with God. She said, heal him or take him home. Heal him or take him home. Well, I haven't left the earth yet. So that means God has a plan for me. The way I look at it, and I believe the word of God. I trust in the word of God. I trust in the promises of God. His promises are yes and amen. Four different times that spirit of death came upon me when I was young. And like in my hospital room. We're not talking about like suicide or anything like that, because I was not, nor am I, into that kind of thing. So it was like medical stuff that was taking me out. Cancer, stuff like that. Seizures. And I was extremely little. But Jesus healed me of that cancer. He healed me of those seizures. When I was in an operating room in Chattanooga, Tennessee for 18, 19 hours, and my heart basically stopped. I was brought back to life again. Oh, God. And because of God that I'm still alive. I thank Jesus that I'm still alive. Thank God for my pastor who stood with our family. For my mother. For my church family. And I know a whole lot of, so much of this was when I was super, super, super little, but still. What if I had died at that very young age? But no, I'm still alive on this earth. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not finished. Because obviously God has a plan for me. And I just keep trusting him, keep believing his word. And I'm getting ready to go to Pennsylvania in a few weeks to hear this man named Rambo from India preach. And miracles break out there like crazy whenever he goes to preach in America. Miracles break out. And it's an awesome thing. I haven't been there yet to hear him, but I've been told miracles happen. Miracles break out, and it's an awesome thing, and I'm looking forward to go see what God does. And so but all these things that happen in my life, they're broken up into miracles. Like miracle one, miracle two, miracle three. And there's all the different miracles about my life chronicled in that book, Rivers of Miracles, for you to read. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. And you can go there and find out how that book can be a blessing to your life. Because I want you to be blessed by that book. I truthfully and honestly do want you to be blessed by that book. So please go online to that website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the website, about the book, and how it can be a blessing to you. Because I want it to be a blessing to you. I want you to read it. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. Sowing your seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. When you go online to the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. That's my name. R-Y-V-E-R-S. That's the first name. And the last name, Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. So again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, last name Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla, for one thing. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So I would like for you to please make a note of that, if you kindly would. Amen. Now, I want to remind you about a verse. The verse I just want to sow into your life tonight is where it says, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. He who soweth sparingly shall also reap. Right after that it says, he who soweth bountifully shall also reap. So if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. And you see, God looks on the heart. So it's not strictly how many dollars or how many pennies or how many different, you know, it's about the heart, the percentage. And also he looks at, you know, did you sow it with joy or did you do it with doubt and anger and wrath and feeling like, well, I better put something in there and sow it to this miracle man guy because he said I should sow a seed. Hey, no pressure, folks. No pressure. There's pressure for you to give. It's not from me. It's from God. Because I am big on no pressure. Just like Dr. Barclay, he is very big on no pressure. And please know this. Whenever I get notified that seed has been sowed, I thank the Lord for that seed. And I pray for those people. And I pray that they receive whatever it is that they're believing for. If they sowed a seed and maybe wrote on there what it was that they were believing God for. Because that can always be a great thing to sow with what you are believing God for in mind. Like maybe you believe in God for healing for yourself, for your son, for your father, for your daughter, for your grandchild, or mother, father, family member, or close friend, or deliverance for that person, or whatever it is, or whatever thing it is that you could be believing God for, and you can sow a seed towards that. I'm not saying money will buy it, you put works to your faith. See, that's what it's about. Because the Bible tells us faith without works is dead, being alone. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a real quick station ID. When I come back, we are going to get into a couple songs, and then I want to then open to the word of the Lord, and then after that we will have our Football Central on this Tuesday night. Normally it would be on a Monday night, but due to Labor Day it's Tuesday night tonight. All right, I will be right back. Amen. Praise God. We're back. And now I want to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord tonight. See, I'm red hot, like it or not. I am ablaze, living in the last days. Red hot, here's what I got. The fire of the Holy Ghost, red hot. Here, how about you? Living in the end times. The Holy Spirit is mightily moving every day. So where are you today? See, I'm red hot. Like it or not, I am ablaze, living in the last days. Red hot, here's what I got. The fire of the Holy Ghost, red hot. How about you? Living in the end times. Every day. The end is the song. I'm gonna hate it a shame. Where are you today? See, I'm red hot, like it or not. I am ablaze, living in the last days. Red hot, here's what I got. I got the fire of the Holy Ghost. Red hot. I don't want to be a believer that cannot stand. Stop that liar. I don't want to be an ice cold Christian who cannot stand. Instead, I'm moving closer to the fire. See, I'm red hot, like it or not. I am ablaze, living in the last days. Red hot, here's what I got. I got the fire of the Holy Ghost. Red hot. Oh, see, I'm red hot, like it or not. I am ablaze, living in the last days. Red hot. Here's what I got. Got the fire of the Holy Ghost. Red hot. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You can have my yes with no exception. Here is my prize, my infection. I'm giving you my yes. Whatever's coming next, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. I'm giving you my dreams and my envision. You're my prize, my vision. I answer when you ask. Even in the fire, I know you've got me. I'm giving you my yes again. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. I'm running to the light. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Oh, oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. Oh, wherever you are, wherever you want to go, I'll follow you. I'll follow you. You're the lamp. You're the lamp. You're the cloud. You're light. You're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. Run into the light, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Oh, you're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. You're the lamp, you're the light, you're the cloud that guides me. You're the way, you're the truth, you're the life inside me. You conquered my fear, so I'll leave it all behind. I'm running to the light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You give light, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Yes. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Oh, you give light, You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Oh, we worship you. And all the ears will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in the lives of all these listeners tonight, wherever they are, as you know what they have need of. Thank you that you are the God that knows everything. You know what they have need of. Thank you that you're meeting their needs, every need, tonight. We worship you tonight. We thank you for who you are, for what you are tonight in the lives of these listeners, as you know what all they have need of. And we've worshiped you tonight. We've praised you. We're about to study your word tonight. Some of these people may have sown a seed tonight in the Miracle Man program to help keep us going. And I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for that tonight. And I thank you again for what you're doing. And I thank you for our time in the Word. Thank you that it would be fruitful, that these listeners would have ears to hear the Word of the Lord God tonight. And what it is that you want or trying to say through this word tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, for that, for what you're doing tonight, for these listeners. For I know what you are doing. I know that you are with us. And now, thank you that you use my lips tonight to deliver this message, that you would anoint the ears of these listeners to hear it tonight. Now I'm making my confession over this program. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom, Jesus, as a result of this great Miracle Man program. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Woo! Amen. Isaiah 40. And we'll just see what all the Lord has for us tonight. Hallelujah. The great prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Word of God. So I'm going to begin with verse 1 of chapter 40. Now it says, comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord, says your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight paths for your feet in the wilderness. A highway for our God. O valley, every valley be raised up. Every mountain and hill be made low. The rough ground shall become level. The rugged places, a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. What shall I cry? All men are like grass. And all these glory, their glory is like the flowers of the field, the grains without, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. And who bring good tidings to Zion? Go up on a high mountain, you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Don't be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. His honor rules for him. See, his reward is with them, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He greatly leads those that are young, who has measured the waters in the hollow with his hand, or with the breadth of his hand, marked off the heavens, who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance, who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor. Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a door in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. To whom, then, will you compare God? What image will you compare him to? As for an idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. A man too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner did they take root in the ground. And then he blows on them and they wither. And a whirlwind slips them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes. Look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew, he will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and will not grow weary. They will walk and will not faint. So, you see, this is God comforting his people. But at the same time, he is also encouraging them. What's he trying to tell us? Well, let me tell you what he's trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us, you know, as you go through life, you'll face some things. He's trying to tell us, you know, don't feel tortured. Feel comforted. I'm with you. I will never forsake you. I will not leave you. I am your God. We didn't necessarily read this verse, but I think of this all the time. My mercies are new every morning. And then those verses that we ended with. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. It is given, for I will rise on wings like eagles. And so, you know, as we go through this thing called life, we're going to deal with things. But we have to trust in God. And be able to overcome by faith. By faith. Not by doubting. By faith. Faith in God. And what we read was some great stuff, and God was comforting those people. And he was also letting them know, you know, all those sins that you had committed, they've been forgiven. But at the same time, he wasn't saying, now go out and sin. Go out and sin. You're free to sin. You're free to go do whatever you want. That's what the modern day church tries to preach. The user friendly church will often preach, you know, it's okay. It's under the blood. You know, you can drink alcohol freely. Just don't get drunk. That's what they'll try to say. And this permissive gospel is part of the problem, because you got all this faulty teaching going on that's saying basically, you know, why does it really matter? There's more than one way to heaven and all that kind of stuff. This doctrine, that's not true. But that's why I stick to the Word of God. The Word of God. the wonderful, majestic Word of God. And you see, what I was saying earlier is we're all going to go through stuff. At times, we're all going to stumble. The youngest of us, the oldest of us. We're all going to. I know the God who causes me to triumph in Christ. We used to sing a song about that back in the day. I'm going to sing a little part of it right now. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ. I am head, not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I walk in joy, in victory, because the enemy is under my feet. By faith we overcome, by faith we overcome, by faith we overcome, by faith we overcome. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and will not faint. For I am filled with strength of eagles. There's another thing. And so, basically, you know, so what he's trying to tell, God is trying to tell the people through this is, you can do this. You can do this. I'm here with you. I've given you strength of eagles. And he says, you'll run. And you won't grow weary. You'll walk. And you won't faint. You won't feel fainty. And that's what he's trying to tell the people. And I tell you what, I live like this. And I trust in the Lord. And I know who I am believing in. To the uncompromised Word of God. While the Bible is the textbook of the Miracle Man program. Yes, it is. And I love it. I mean, we don't serve the Bible. I serve the God of the Bible. And I love what the Word has done in my life. Let me look again at 40. Just see, you know, what I should touch on that I didn't. And it says even, you know, mountain, valley, be raised up. Oh, mountain, be made low. And that's one of the, another great part of this chapter. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. You know, all rage against you will be ashamed, will be disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and will perish. Though you search for your enemies, You will not find them. Those that wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold with your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Don't be afraid. Jacob, oh, little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. See, I will make you into a threshing sludge, new and sharp, its many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and will crush them, reduce the hills. What does this mean? God wants to help us as we ask him for help. He wants to help us. Why would he do that? Because he loves us. That's why he would do it. He loves us. I'm glad the Lord loves us. I'm glad the Lord loves me. I really am. I don't know what I would do without his love, but I thank the Lord for his love, his loving kindness. So he is our helper. When we call him, when you call him, when you want him, when you need him, he'll be there. Isn't that assuring to know, listeners? Isn't that so assuring to know? And I don't know about you, but I felt like someone needed this encouragement tonight. I felt like someone needed to hear it tonight, and I pray it helped you. Heavenly Father, I pray that we will take this word to heart, that we would all know that you are here for us when we need you, that you want to help us, you care about us, that you want to strengthen us. You don't want us to be all weak, broken down, beat up, feeling like we can't go another day. No, you want to help us. Thank you that you want to help us. You want to strengthen us. You are here for us. And I thank you for what you're doing right now in each one of us. And I thank you, Master, for that in your name. Thank you that we would be doers of the word and not hearers only. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And now for Football Central. In high school football, Thursday, you had Dow throttle Saginaw United 44-0. Interestingly, that game started off with a scoreless first quarter, kind of a slow first quarter, scoreless. But second quarter, Dow opened up the floodgates, put up 30 unanswered points, and then added some more in the second half. Dow improves to 1-1 on the season. Saginaw United falls to 0-2. Midland High went to Mount Pleasant at a game that I was at. I made it out there to see the game. And Mount Midland fell to Mount Pleasant, 51-29. Midland was moving the ball okay. You know, at times when they would have the ball. But there was a couple problems. One, they kept dropping the ball and Mount Pleasant kept catching it. They were running into problems with lost fumbles. Four lost fumbles. Also, they were struggling with penalties, which if you want to win important games, you have to stop the penalties. You have to stop shooting yourself in the foot. You have to stop shooting yourself in the foot if you want to win the ballgame. I am hoping that Midland will do that in their upcoming games, starting with Flint, Common Ainsworth, on Friday night. Dow had some penalties, too, they shouldn't have had when they were home. I didn't go to the game, but I heard some things. The Dow game, that is. And so the other thing is when Mount Pleasant had the ball, common for them to get many, many, many yards and get to the end zone very fast. They had a prolific quarterback who was very good at throwing the ball. Dow next hosts Bay City Central on Friday at Midland Community Stadium. All right. Moving on to college football. Michigan State had some scares from Western, but they were able, from Western Michigan, but they were able to handle Western Michigan by a score of 35-13. Certain things they could have done better, but generally they had a pretty good game. And I still think they will do good things this year. Michigan, huge win, 55-7 over Colorado State in Ann Arbor on Saturday afternoon. They displayed an unbelievable game. And on the quarterback side, it looks like they are shifting towards McCaffrey. Now, he did some great things. Now, McNamara, he's a good quarterback, too. But either one of them is a great choice, I think, to be honest. I really believe so. Michigan is ranked number 5 currently. That team to the south, ranked number 3. I forget who's number 4, but at the top of the rankings, number 2 and number 1 are, you guessed it, Georgia and Alabama. Georgia romped Oregon 49-3. I didn't see that coming, but man, they did it. Oregon was ranked kind of high, but they got dropped down lower. So I think Georgia could be the team to beat, to be honest. But Alabama looked great, too. They won 55-0. And we're just kind of talking about what all happened in the world of college football. All right, folks. Till next time. God first, God always. So long, everybody.